Thank you for listening to this podcast. It's a heart-to-soul reflection on something you will have heard maybe many times in your lifetime. The grass isn't greener. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, we're given a very powerful statement, and it reads, "Encourage and help each other." Mikamonda Campbell writes, "Have you ever secretly compared your spouse to another man or woman, or wished they were more thoughtful, more spiritual, a better dresser? If you have, let me reassure you, the grass isn't greener on the other side. That man doesn't clip his toenails either, and that woman doesn't rub her husband's feet while feeding him grapes. Our spouses are the people we fell in love with, and often they just need a little encouragement. Instead of comparing and complaining, nurture your mate in the areas they need it most. I heard about a good-looking millionaire who married a plain-looking woman. It was the talk of the town. Why did he marry? She's not up to his standard. And another said it won't last. And when they came back from an extended honeymoon, it looked like the millionaire was with another woman, one glowing with confidence and poise. Now that's the kind of wife he deserves," declared the town loudmouth. Then she noticed something interesting. It was the same woman, completely transformed. Her new husband had taken her away, encouraged her, and built up her self-confidence till she started to see in herself what he'd always seen. So instead of walking around on your neighbor's grass, fertilize your own by looking for the good in your spouse. Speak encouraging words. Acknowledge their efforts to improve. Become their cheerleader. And the Bible says, love protects, trusts, hopes, perseveres. And that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and 7. Instead of making comparisons, ask God to help you see the partner like you once did. And just reflecting on those words, the grass isn't greener, for many, many years, as a young boy growing up in Ireland, I always had this view that the grass would be greener on the other side of the mountain. And if you're one such soul that goes through life envying another, maybe their wealth, their partner, or their flashy car, being envious is so counterproductive, don't you think? And always wanting things to be your way, not the way of God. So one day, in the last few weeks, I decided to take a blow-up bed and place it in one part of the field. I didn't leave it blown up because it was windy, so I deflated the bed, put it in a bag, and went for a long walk over the other side of the hill. And having blown it up, I realized, to my own shame, that the grass isn't greener on the other side of the hill. And better to thank God for what we have at present, rather than waste a life wishing it away. I hope my short reflection has helped you, and I wish you a peaceful day. Thank you for listening, and I hope you listen to many more of the podcasts. Namaste, shalom, inshallah, paxet bonum, om shanti, solo di caritas, salam alaikum, peace, and may the peace of your God set you free.